Oil.
Okay. Certain kind of oil?
It's kerosene oil.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a makeshift lamp that you might make with a bottle and rag and some kerosene? No? Okay. Toothpaste comes in a
tube.
Okay. And if some people have just built a boat and they're going to push it out into the water, you say they're going to what the boat?
I know, but I think that
Okay, you stop me thinking. What kind of a boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
I'm thinking about boats.
Okay. But what would you call just a little boat without a motor or anything?
A rowboat?
Okay. You have any idea what it might look like?
Yeah, I know what they look like.
What? Can you sort of tell me, describe it for me?
Usually they kind of, you know, point at the
ship. Point in front?
Yeah, you gotta point in front, point in back, and you do it with oars and things like that.
Okay.
I don't know much about boots.
I don't either. Okay, say a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color. She'd take along a little square cloth to use as a
sample.
Okay. And if a little girl has on a very becoming dress, you might say to her, "My, what a dress.
A beautiful dress."
Okay, or if you didn't say beautiful, you might say, "She's going to be a real girl when she grows up."
Pretty.
Okay.
Okay.
And you might say, "Susie is pretty, but somebody else is even
more beautiful."
Okay, or if you're just going to use the same word.
It's pretty, yeah.
Okay. What would you wear over your dress to work in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
Okay. And to hold the baby's diaper in place, you use a
safety pin.
Okay. And soup you buy usually comes in a
can.
Okay. What kind of can? What's it made out of?
Metal.
Okay, what kind of metal?
Tin.
Okay, so it'd be a
tin can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A dime is worth
10 cents.
Okay. And what does a man wear to church on Sunday?
Suit.
Okay.
I guess.
If it wasn't an old one, you'd say it's a
new suit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you describe the parts for me?
Well, a coat,
uh-huh,
vest, pants, trousers.
Okay, what was the second one? A coat and a
coat and vest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they don't wear vests much anymore.
Yeah.
they don't really wear vests anymore. But that really was what I considered the suit. You consider the one out for the youngster men wore vests. If they didn't have the vest on, they weren't even dressed.
Yeah, yeah. I like vests.
Mm-hmm.
They look nice. You might say, "That coat has fancy buttons in it."
That coat has fancy buttons on it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, you mentioned the pants or the trousers. What would a man wear instead of just plain pants if he was going to do some dirty work out in the barn or something like that?
Jeans.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How do jeans differ from just regular pants?
Not dressy. They're just not dressy, is all I can say.
Okay, okay. What else might a guy wear?
Khakis.
Okay, what is that?
Well, they're made out of khaki material. And they call them work pants.
Okay, okay. And there's another thing that comes up.
Overalls.
Okay, okay. And let's see. Who would maybe wear overalls? What kind of person?
An older man.
Okay.